Yahtzee with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. And when I talk about trees, I know what I'm talking about, but I don't know as much as Dr. Meg Lohman, because Dr. Meg Lohman is like the world's tree expert. Hi, Dr. Meg.
Hey, so nice to be with you. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I was just telling everybody that, you know, I'm from northern Michigan, and I grew up in a forest. And our family has a forest in northern Michigan.
Oh, that's like having your own pot of gold.
It is. It is. And my brother cuts down only 4 trees a year to pay the taxes.
Oh, my gosh. That's so wonderful. What a great story. Well, I guess you sort of know my story. I love all the trees all around the world.
I know. You are amazing. So you are called the first global arbornaut. Wow.
Did you ever even hear of that word before?
I didn't, but boy, oh boy, I thought that is the coolest title of all.
Well, it's funny because, you know, and I talk to kids, which I do all the time, and I just was on a school talk, which is why I was a minute late, forgive me. But, you know, I say to the kids, astronauts go to outer space and aquanauts explore undersea, but arbornauts explore the tops of trees. And it makes sense to them why this word arbornaut.
Well, I think it's great. And of course, you've also been called the Einstein of treetops. You have a lot of great titles there.
Well, maybe because I was the first. And, you know, this is so funny to think that for, you know, chemistry's thousands of years old, and we even did marine biology and invented scuba gear in the 1950s, but it wasn't until the 1980s that I made that crazy little slingshot and fired a rope over a tree branch, and we found out that half the species on Earth live in the top of our trees. It's this amazing continent right above our heads.
Oh, it is. Well, as I said, because I love trees and I know trees, but not the kind of trees that you climb. I mean, you are like all over the world, every place.
Well, you know, it sort of is. I'll be very honest, but when I was little, I didn't know girls could even become scientists. I just loved trees. And then I did become a scientist. One thing led to another. You know, I worked on tree disease in Australia, and that led me to come back and look at gypsy moth in North America. And that led me to go off and look at disease in Africa. So just, you never know, do you, about how things happen in life.
Wow, that's true. It is amazing what can happen to you. And for me, my life changed because of National Geographic magazines. For us up north, that was our lifeline to the world. We didn't know. Maybe we really were in the trees. We were really in the forest. But then we would get that National Geographic magazine, and we would spend our time going through it and learning about the world. And that's why I'm always so honored to have National Geographic people on. First of all, because you're all a bunch of very happy people.
Well, I guess that's good about discovery, isn't it? And all humans are curious. And I always say to kids, you know, ask questions, be curious, and follow your passion. And then they too might end up being a National Geographic explorer.
Oh, yeah. If I was going back on it, that's what I would have told my kids to do. Oh, you know, it's nice to be a doctor, a lawyer, and all of that. But the ones who have the most fun, I think, are the National Geographic people, because they're doing something that not only do they love, but that's so much fun.
It is true. And I was just like you. Those magazines inspired me when I was little. In fact, I never even heard of a rainforest in school until college, but I did see a couple pictures in those beautiful yellow magazines and thought, whoa, those trees look big.
And now, of course, we have this wonderful, the series every year it comes out, but we have the new almanac for 2023. Tell us about it, because it is really, as always with National Geographic, I mean, what can you say? It's perfect.
It is great, you know, and it's so full of cool facts and, of course, the fabulous pictures that National Geographic always has, and all kinds of neat things that kids can do by themselves, or parents can do with kids, or kids can take this almanac in the car on a long trip, or they can hole up in a tree maybe and read the book. But it does have this year a special theme, a forest, and every year they do pick a theme. Last year was oceans, and this year there will be prizes given to kids who write a fabulous essay called Me as a Tree, and maybe send in a selfie of me as a tree. So they all have to turn to page 113 and hear about what the homework is. But it's a fun assignment, not anything like they might otherwise think of homework. It's a great project, and I think that every kid will have fun with it.
Oh, it is a wonderful project, and every kid will have fun with this book, and the parents too, by the way.
Yes. I'm giving this to a lot of adults. I think, you know, it's called a kid's almanac, but honestly, I think big kids as well as little kids will love it.
Oh, once you get this in your hands, as a matter of fact, you're going to have to... The kids are going to have to fight to get it out of their parents' hands because you can't put it down. It's one page after another of, well, as always, the photographs are great, but also the subjects. I love how you cover such a wide range of subjects, and you can pick up the book at any place. And you know, there's always something there that is going to intrigue you.
It is true. And you can pick it up one page at a time, and it makes perfect sense. I like books like that because you can learn a thing from every single minute that you spend with it.
It enriches your life. It really and truly does. I was thinking about it, of course, from your point of view, all the tree parts were wonderful.
Right. And there are, you know, so many of the animals, even the tiger on the front, needs trees. Some things live in the trees, like on the back cover where they have a beautiful koala eating eucalyptus leaves. But even a tiger needs the forest canopy for safety, for raising its young, for finding its prey on the forest floor. So there's all kinds of ways that you can link forest to just about every single animal in that book.
Did you ever have a sort of close encounter of an unexpected kind with an animal there up at the top of the...
I did. This is very funny, but in Panama, I was actually filming a children's broadcast show for National Geographic, and suddenly I was surrounded by monkeys, and they were throwing branches at me, and that was a little frightening, and it turns out I had just opened my sandwich. I was just taking a rest in the treetops to eat my little lunch, and I think the monkeys smelled my tuna fish, and they wanted it, and it was hilarious. They were almost stalking me, so I decided to sacrifice the sandwich, and I dropped it on the forest floor, and they all went and grabbed it. But to be honest, in the canopy, most things are so wonderfully safe. Everybody, or everything, I should say, doesn't have fear of humans because they're not used to seeing me up there. So I can get really close up with sloths or with koalas, or even the birds don't seem to be very much afraid.
What's the tallest tree you've climbed?
I guess it would have to be a very important family of trees called the dipterocarps, and you might never have heard of them, but they're the biggest family of trees over in Asia and Southeast Asia. They get 350 feet tall, similar to our redwoods in terms of height, because that's another tall one that I've climbed. But those are exceptions. That's pretty tall for trees. Most trees, of course, in North America are only 50 to 100 feet tall, and most rainforest trees are about 150 to 200 feet tall, but getting over 300 feet means you're just an absolute giant in the tree world.
Wow. Wow. There are so many fascinating animals that are covered in this book, but let's talk for a minute about this rat, this Cambodian rat, for goodness sakes.
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it? There's something for everyone in terms of that. And of course, there are endangered species and common species, and I have never studied those species. As you know, 50% of the world's species live in the treetops, and we know less than 10% of them. So for a lot of those animals, we have some pictures, but almost no information. We need kids to grow up and become arbornauts.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's a great idea. And for me, it's just having that background, living in the trees, growing up in the trees. For me, the greatest sound in the world is the sound of the wind going through birch trees. I love that more than anything.
Oh, what a lovely thought. You just made me all wistful for a minute.
Well, I have a recording, a one-hour recording of birch trees. When I need to calm down, I will put that on, and I will just sit back in my chair and remember my thousands of hours that I spent growing up really as a wild child in the trees. So,
well, and parents need to know, you know, there's been a lot of technical, scientific links between kids going out in the forest and how they do in school and their mental health. Like, it's a really, really important part of life, isn't it, to hear the wind in forests and to go to nature. And for kids, I think it's very important in this day and age of technology to make sure they get enough nature in their world.
Well, I think that the work that you're doing of really encouraging kids to study science, because that's so important that they understand how much fun it is. It's just, you're never bored. Your entire life is filled with learning if you're interested in science.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I especially love to encourage girls in science because I know that was not the case for me when I was little. And I love to encourage any kind of minority groups that might think there's not a place for them, because we need to be inclusive and we need lots of different voices to solve all the problems of the planet. And I think kids have all that innovative, creative energy, and hopefully they will be our future.
Well, I agree. They absolutely have to get involved in nature, and I think it's wonderful what National Geographic is doing. Of course, now it's wonderful also that now that we're sort of getting over the pandemic, that you can get out there and meet people again.
Absolutely. Thankfully. Well, it's always possible to get into nature by yourself, even if you have some kind of scary pandemic around you. But I think it's better now that we can visit schools, and maybe schools can have field trips and do all those great things.
Well, it is important. And nowadays, kids are bombarded with all this electronics that there's no quiet time. Even for reading, they're reading, but there's a television on somewhere in the house, you know?
Yeah.
But if you're outside reading, it's a different experience.
It is. That's a really wonderful thought. And even a kid can sit under a tree and read this almanac or anything else they need to do. It would be a lovely kind of idea.
And the almanac, it's filled with so many wonderful well, the stories and all the information that I think will intrigue children, where they can find things. And I have a feeling a lot of kids are going to read this and say, well, you know, let's get out and do some of this. Let's go out and see some of this.
I love especially the part, 20 things to make you happy. And one of them is go pick a flower. It says not in your neighbor's garden, which is very sweet, but maybe a little wildflower, maybe something along the roadside. I remember as a kid how exciting it was to find a brand new pink daisy or a purple violet in May. And oh my gosh, I just wish I were a kid all over again.
Oh, one of the things I wanted to ask you, because you've done trees all over the world, but particularly in India, tell us about some of the trees in India while I have a few minutes.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, you know, India has 20% of its forest conserved, which is fabulous for a country, but they're mostly locked up because it has such a large population of human beings, over a billion people. So they're struggling in India to figure out how to share the forest with kids in the city that live in some of those big cities like Delhi or Calcutta. But when they get out there, they are fabulous. They have all these beautiful fig trees, for example, which are sacred for many of their religions in India. So they've are so honored to have a tree in a village, and they protect it really well. So I always love the fact that India has so much respect for its trees, but they do have this current challenge of making sure the city kids can get to trees, and that's one of the things I'm excited to work in India with some of my Indian colleagues to share the trees with a broader scope of the population over there. Lots of medicinal plants, too. All the trees have different medicinal values that they've studied over many generations. So it's a fabulous country to see trees if you just make sure you get out of the big cities.
I was supposed to go to India during the pandemic period, planned to go to India. And one of the reasons I wanted to go, I wanted to see the trees in India. I was, you know, very disappointed when I wasn't able to go, but hopefully things will be better in the next year or so.
And the tiger reserves are still full of trees, so make sure you get to a couple of the tiger reserves. And saving tigers, they're also saving forests, which is a fabulous combination.
Well, Dr. Meg Lohman, I think you are wonderful. The new book, of course, well, what can I say? Whenever there's a book by National Geographic, I'm happy that to help promote it and help talk about it. This particular book, National Geographic Kids Almanac 2023, is beautiful. If you don't have a kid in your life, buy this book, order this book online, and send it to a hospital, a children's hospital near you, or to St. Jude's, or to Shriners Hospital, because the hospital need books, but they always need books for kids. And one of the greatest things you can do is send a kid a book.
Yes, what a brilliant idea. Well, thanks so much for sharing all of our tree explorations on your show today.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Meg Lohman. I think you're fantastic. You are definitely the Einstein of trees. And what else? A real life Lorax. They call you. I think you're wonderful. I think you're fantastic. Anybody who loves trees is a friend of mine, and I just want to thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today.
Oh, such a pleasure. You take care and enjoy your trees.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And you can get National Geographic Almanac for 2023 online and, of course, at bookstores all over the place, because it is truly a National Geographic book, and bookstores carry these books because they are so beautiful. Bye-bye now.